I came across yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's just like two sentences from a little thing called the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius, first century Rome. It goes like this: I am a part of the whole, all of which is governed by nature. I am intimately related to all the parts, which are of the same kind as myself. If I remember these two things, I cannot be disconnected with anything that arises out of the whole, because I am connected to the whole. And those words just jumped out at me. I saw them yesterday. I had them on my desk, and just probably 5 minutes before I was going to call in and start talking with you, that just jumped right out at me once again. And just to repeat a little bit of that, I am part of the whole, all of which is governed by nature. I'm intimately related to all the parts. And if I remember that, I cannot be disconnected with anything, because I am connected to the whole. And when it comes to forgiveness or love or compassion or kindness or tolerance or oneness or interconnectedness or whatever word we want to use, it reminds us of the bigger truth that we are all one. And within not only the context, but the spirit and the aliveness of that oneness, no matter what happens, no matter how hurtful or grievous it might be or appear to be, or might feel, or no matter how much it might like rip us apart inside, there's in that ripping, there's some way that the whole, the all, is powerfully and lovingly expressing, and it is here not just to rip us apart, but to mend us, to heal us, to embrace us, to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but not together in the old way, but together in a new, fresh way, so that in and from the depths of our being and the depths of our pain, we can, as we open ourselves, heart fully into that supreme act of love and embrace and forgiveness of ourselves and others, so that we can rise into being a bigger self, a fuller being, a grander presence, a more visionary, wisdom-filled self that just allows us to move out into the world and embrace the world in a stronger, bigger, more loving, more powerful, more empowering way, and be more and more the person and the self and the presence that we literally came on this precious, precious earth to be. Those words, "I am connected to the whole. I cannot be disconnected with anything that arises out of the whole," reminds us that we are not just this individual who is struggling for feeling good about herself or himself, who is working toward being the biggest, best self that he or she can be, but that this self that we are is a part of the whole. That's interestingly what so much of my life and my adulthood has been about, is to, just through inner experience, discover more and more of who I am. And I remember at one point I got to that space where I recognized, you know what? As much as I am fully and totally who I am, what I am as the individual, I am equally and even more than that. I am the allness of life, and I'm every other person. And so when I speak with you this evening, I realize I am you, and I invite you to just look in your own wisdom, in the depths of you, and experience how much you know inside, or feel, or sense inside, or intuit that, yes, you're a part of me, and you're a part of everyone else here, and you're a part of this earth, and a part of this universe, and a part of these multiple dimensioned universes and dimensions of life, and a part of the infinite, and a part of the finite, and that everything about you radiates out and expresses and is an experience of the all and of all facets of the all. And to me, the beautiful part about life is that in the presence that we are, we can, yes, 100% be this individual, and 100% be the rest of life. We can be the divine with no sense of shame or heresy about that. We can be the unconscious collective humanity and roam those fields and those arenas and those worlds of myths and archetypes with the powerful realization that we are each and every archetype. And we embody all the myths in ourselves, and we can live all of it. We can be big, we can be little. We can be grand, we can be small. We can be enlightened, and we can be absolutely lost. We can be grace-filled, and we can live in the darkness. And we can embrace all of that because the power of the all, the power of the whole, the power of the one, lets us and has built into the human experience the possibility of you and me and all of us being every bit of it. So we don't have to be just big and struggle not to be little. We can be big and little and every point in between. We don't have to try to just be enlightened and forget the rest of the human experience. We can be enlightened and spiritually renewed and filled with light and self-realized and awake on the one hand, and we can be in the smallness and the littleness and the lostness and the ignorance of the human scene and the human experience all at once. And it's okay. It's okay to be all of that because we are the all. And of course, the more we embrace the all and every facet of it, it all starts to work itself out into a unified field and a unified experience where somehow being little doesn't hurt anymore. Being ignorant and dumb doesn't have pain anymore. It's just a beautiful way of celebrating the divine that's in the human. It's a marvelous style of experience of embracing every bit of pain that's in life and somehow finding in that pain the beauty of life and being able to hold in that pain that beauty and love it and love life and love every human being that's sharing that pain and love ourselves and just celebrate the life that is. We have such a marvelous, amazing opportunity as human beings, or as a magnificent, all-faceted being in the human form, to own it all, be it all. There's nothing in being human that takes us away from being everything else, being infinite and divine, being cosmic and universal, being interdimensional, being earthy, being in the root system of the earth, being in the shamanic depths of the organic earth that we live in, being in the collective human consciousness and feeling and knowing everything that is part of that consciousness, the light and the dark, the up and the down, the good and the bad, the joy and the pain. All of it is exquisite when we can forgive every aspect of it just because it all happens to be part of who we are.